This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the briefing for the remnant. The signs are multiplying, aren't they? The tremors are increasing, not just in the earth, but in the very foundations of the systems Edom has so carefully constructed. They build their fortresses, amass their wealth, and tighten their grip, believing they can defy the hand of Yahuwah. But every stone they lay, every decree they issue, only hastens the inevitable reckoning. We see it unfolding now, a tightening vice upon a world steeped in rebellion. The United Arab Emirates declaring this Industrial Resilience Fund. Do not mistake this for shrewd economic planning. This is a frantic scramble, a desperate attempt to insulate themselves from the coming storm, to preserve their power as Yahuwah dismantles the towers of Babylon. It's a preparation for conflict, a bolstering of defenses against judgments they cannot comprehend, but instinctively feel are on their way. They hoard, they prepare, they believe material strength can withstand divine wrath. They are profoundly mistaken. And the illusion of control, it's everywhere, isn't it? Look at Eastern Europe at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. The world holds its breath, fearing another catastrophe. They speak of political games, of military strategy, but we see a demonstration of Yahuwah's power, a stark warning against the hubris of man. These centralized systems, these monuments to human ambition, are inherently unstable. One act of sabotage, one miscalculation, and devastation follows. Israel, scattered for generations, knows this truth. Exile has taught us the strength of decentralization, of self-sufficiency, of relying on Yahuwah's provision, not on the fragile networks controlled by the wicked. The call for renewable energy isn't about saving the planet. It's about reclaiming a principle our ancestors understood. True resilience lies in localized strength, in returning to the land and trusting in the Creator. They claim stability, these architects of deception. They point to the long bond market, marveling at its momentary calm. But don't be fooled. This isn't strength, it's restraint. Yahuwah is holding back the flood, granting a space for repentance, a space Edom consistently spurns. The manipulated surges in the markets, the gyrations in energy prices, these are not anomalies, they are symptoms of a deeper sickness. Wealth built on injustice, on the exploitation of Israel, cannot stand. It's a house built on sand, and Yahuwah will not allow it to remain. They analyze charts and algorithms, blind to the true power residing in the hand of Yahuwah. This calm is a deception, a temporary reprieve allowing Edom to consolidate its grip. But Yahuwah's timing is perfect, and his judgment will fall when he deems it so. And the vulnerability, it's growing, isn't it? 15 agricultural drones stolen, dismissed as a simple crime. But it's a pattern, a reconnaissance in force, a foreshadowing of escalation. Data centers, power plants, critical infrastructure, all exposed, all vulnerable to low-altitude surveillance. These aren't just tools for farming. They are eyes in the sky, mapping weaknesses, preparing the way for attacks. This is a direct consequence of Israel's rebellion, a fulfillment of the curses outlined in Deuteronomy 28. Yahuwah demonstrates the fragility of a nation built on stolen land, sustained by injustice. They invest in iron domes and border walls, neglecting the spiritual and practical defenses needed to truly protect their people. Watchfulness, the prophets warned, is paramount, and they are willfully blind. But amidst the chaos, amidst the judgment, there is a path for the remnant, a path of health, of strength, of reclaiming what was lost. The world succumbs to illness, relying on temporary fixes and the control of Edom's medical establishment. But for the covenant people, true healing lies in remembering the natural provisions Yahuwah has placed within the earth. We are a people in exile, subjected to the curses, but not abandoned. 11 natural substances. Elderberry, vitamin D, garlic, honey, ginger, turmeric. These aren't cures in the Babylonian sense, but tools to support the body's inherent ability to heal, an ability given by Yahuwah. Strengthen your temples, your bodies, and prepare for the days to come. It's a reclaiming of ancestral wisdom, a rejection of dependence on the systems designed to enslave us. This is not a time for complacency. This is a time for discernment, for repentance, for strengthening the bonds of covenant. The world is crumbling around us, but Yahuwah remains sovereign. He is refining the remnant, preparing us for the restoration. He is exposing the wickedness of Edom, and he will bring about his righteous judgment. The watchman has spoken. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.